Okay, so I finally figured out how to properly use my dragon dildo after having it for like, oh god, I don't know. I've only ever used it 3 times. The first 2 times, I recorded the first time. The second time was pretty much the same as the first time. I just wanted to see if I could, like, I just filled myself up with cum for shits and giggles, like the cum lube. But, oh god. Yesterday I tried using the suction cup that I got it with, and, let's just say the suction cup was the best fucking decision ever. Oh god. Oh fuck, just sticking it to the wall and, oh god. Oh fuck. Oh god. Oh, it was the best fucking decision I've ever made. Oh my god. Oh my god, I can almost get it all the way in me with it on the wall. I was really surprised, because like, when I tried it, just like holding it, I couldn't get it past like any, like past the second ridge, I couldn't get it past. Oh fuck. But I probably shouldn't even be using it right now, because I just figured out that the suction cup was the best idea yesterday, and I went pretty hard, and I'm really sore. Well, not like really, really sore. I don't get sore that badly. Like, I once, I'm trying to remember how long it was. I have no idea, but I fucked the ever-loving, oh god, shit out of myself for like 2 hours, maybe an hour. And I had no, oh fuck, no control over it. And the only issue that I had was that my thighs were sore the next day. Oh god. It wasn't hard to sit down, nothing. Oh shit. Oh my god. My favorite fucking thing to do with this is, especially like, oh fuck, with it on the wall, to just have it pull out and slide up, rub against my clit, and just push a little bit of lube out of it. Oh, and just shove it back in. Oh, fuck. I don't know if I mentioned it in the first audio. It's been so long. I'm really glad I didn't post that yet, but, oh my god. I'm really fucking, I really liked, I pulled it, oh god, I can't think straight. I fucking put all of the lube into, like, I, the way I think of it is, if I say it's lube, it feels weird, it feels better to just call it cum, but, like, I just emptied the syringe and pulled it out of myself, and just, like, the cum. If you've never, oh fuck, if you've never had Bad Dragon's cum lube, or like any, I don't want to say that all cum lube is created equal, but Bad Dragon's is really like stringy. Oh my god, and just all of it pulling up with the dildo was really fucking hot, and I really liked the idea of being absolutely full and covered in cum. Oh my god. Oh, fuck. Oh my god, yes. Oh fuck. Fuck. Oh my god. Oh, that's so fucking good. Oh my God. Oh, you really appreciate just having a normal fuck after only using vibrators for so long. Like, oh my God. Half the time, I just fuck myself for the feeling of it, and this is like, oh, this is gonna be my favorite thing for that. Oh my God. And I've been thinking of a few good audios I can make with it. Oh God. Oh my God, it's so fucking, like, this is where you can tell that I'm a switch, because I love the feeling of it going into me. And I also love imagining what my pussy looks like stretching to fit this big fucking fat dragon cock. Oh God. Now see, I never thought, oh my God, I never thought I'd fit any of this more than just like the head of it. Oh my God, yes. Fuck. Oh my God. Oh shit. Oh, it hurts, but it feels so good. Oh fuck. Oh my God. It's so much better on my back. I don't know why. But, oh my God, it's, oh my God. Oh shit. Note to self, just casually leaked a shit ton of lube. That's the one downside. You go to move and switch positions, and the next thing you know, it's just everywhere. Streaked across my leg, it's on the floor. Oh well. Word of advice, if you ever end up with a dragon dildo, and you get the cum tube and the cum lube, the lube comes off better if you use, like, a washcloth instead of a paper towel, because it's so stringy and sticky. It just works better if it has, like, a fibrous surface to stick to. And another issue once you get so lubed up. Oh, it's hard to get back in you. It's just a lot of adjustment. It's a big, oh fuck, adjustment period. Oh fuck. Oh fuck. Oh yeah. Oh my God. There's a lube on the floor and my arm is in it. That's the thing too, like, it comes with a fucking 60 milliliter syringe. 60 milliliters. And fucking, I put 30 in, like 35, so it's enough to get through the tube and out and still have 30. That's a lot of lube. Oh, but it just makes it so much better. I need to, like, push my bed back, because it's hitting me in the head. Oh, except I can't from this position. Okay, this is where having a giant stuffed animal comes into play. There we go. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh. Oh my fucking God. God, feels so fucking good. Oh my God. So I have done a complete 180 on my feelings on this dragon dildo. At first I thought I would never get any use out of it and it would just be a prop. And now look at me. Second night in a row, I'm suction cupped to the wall. Oh my god. Oh. And it just feels so fucking great to just pull it out and rub up against it. Just to rub my clit over all of the ridges on it. Oh, fuck. Oh no, I'm down to 10 milliliters of loo. I might as well just get a little into it and... No, see, it's not even finishing myself off because I'm such a stubborn comer that I just fuck myself for shits and giggles. So it's more finishing the dick off with the rest of the lube. I'm such a little slut, I just love to watch it fucking spread its cum all over my little cunt. Just push it back into me. Oh. Just have it fill me. Fuck, it's coming to me. Oh, God, yes. Oh, my God, fuck, you're coming to me. Oh, my God, yes, yes, fuck. Oh, my God. Oh my god. Oh god. Fuck. Oh my god. Oh my god. Oh, I made such a mess. Such a dirty little whore. Oh my god, yes. Oh. Oh god. Oh my god. Fuck. Oh yes. Oh fuck. Final verdict on the dragon dildo. So, I only have one, but I can't speak of them as a singular when there are thousands and thousands and thousands of them in existence. Holy. Ah, oh, fuck. Had to get it out of me before I could think. Do I recommend them? Yes, but if you aren't experienced with toys like I am, like, I'm not that experienced with toys. I've had, like, 4 or 5. No, I've had 6. I've had 2 bullets, 3 vibrators, and a dildo. So, I would suggest just trying for the smaller size, like, just go for the small unless you know you can handle something that is shaped, like, however the fuck you're getting it. Nova, the breeder in particular, if you're not sure you can handle it, go for the small, because it's better to be underwhelmed than have something you can't use. And if you're not experienced with toys, it's going to take some getting used to, and you're going to have to try some shit. You're going to have to try a lot of different positions, make sure you use lube. I would highly recommend the cum tube and suction cup combo, if you're getting, like, the medium size or bigger. If you're only getting the small, I would still recommend the cum tube. Puppy, you're messing up my audio. Puppy. Stop, you're hurting me. First of all, you stand on my shoulder blade like that. Or my collarbone. Okay, now you're just on me. What is your issue? Stop it. What do you want? Do you want to say hi to the people of Reddit? You want to say hi to people on Gone Wild Audio? No? Well, get the fuck out of here. Anyways, if you're getting the small, like the small of any size, at least I'm pretty sure with Nova, the small couldn't accommodate the suction cup and the cum tube, which is why I went bigger, that and I figured I could handle it. The size is... Oh, shit. This description of the sizes doesn't give you a good ratio of it. Like, I thought that it was going to be smaller than it was. Then again, I don't have a good relationship with size in general, but, I really recommend, like, getting a dragon dildo because, oh my god, like, even if I never got any use out of it, I still really like the mouth feel of it, like, it feels pretty realistic. That was, like, the first test that I did. I really like the mouthfeel of it because it is pretty realistic. It feels like a real dick, even though I've only had one real dick in my mouth. It feels pretty realistic. It's got the same, like, texture and... It's got a fleshy texture. It's really... really nice, and I really like the mouthfeel of it. Like, the mouthfeel alone was enough to convince me the last time that it was a decent purchase, and the fact that it could have been a prop for audios, but... Oh my god. As far as, like, it being a dildo, it's really fucking good. The only downside that is a pain in the ass for me is the cleanup aspect of it, because the cum lube is like, it's like a whole new definition of the word fluid. Like, it's stringy, it acts like dollar store slime, it stays together, it moves as one. When you suck it up into the syringe, it sucks up in strings, and it's really weird. It's a really weird fluid. Like, you fucking, if you just put, like, the tiniest little bit on your fingers and pull it up, it's stringy. It breaks off into little stringy fibers. It's a weird substance to think of. Maybe I just haven't had a lot of experience with lubes and whatnot, but, like, that's the first lube I've seen that wasn't just goos. I love the word goos. It wasn't just, like, the cum lube is a literal ooze. It's not lube to me. It's too, in my opinion, it is too stringy to be, like, cum. It reminds me more of that really thick, like, my fellow ladies will get this, when you are really, really turned on but you haven't done anything about it, that really thick discharge, I hate calling it discharge, but that's what it is, that really thick, just self-made lubricant. Pussy juice. It's There's not a good word for it, but you know what I mean when you get really turned on to the point of sliding with every fucking footstep. It reminds me of that. Like, it's that stringy, it's that feeling. It's just white like cum. Then again, I think you can get it in clear. But I mean, that takes the fun out of it. Like, I really like how it looks like cum. Because it's got some good fantasies to it. And just by the way, I will have to put in a tally of, or like, just like a screenshot or something of how much fucking, like, I don't want to call it footage, because footage makes me think of film, but how much fucking recording I cut out trying to come, because I hate that I am this way, and I don't know how to fix it. If anybody knows how to fix this, tell me, please, but I can't come without holding my breath. Anytime I try to come, and I'm just, like, rubbing away, fucking away, vibe buzzing away, anytime I try, I have to hold my breath. If I even, like, the tiniest little exhalation or even another inhalation fucks me up. And it just, it takes it all down, unless it's to the point where I was. It gets to a point where it's so much that nothing fucks you up. And it's just, like, I'm half tempted to fucking just in the place of all that, that I'm gonna cut out just one literal eternity later. Oh my god, that was so long, but it was worth it. So I'm gonna fucking clean myself up and actually get around to posting this, maybe. I probably will. Might as well. I just gotta go fucking pump some water through the dragon dildo and clean myself up. Oh, shit. That was fun. Thanks for okay, I thought my own hair was a dog. My hair is blue. How did I think that? Oh my gosh. Thanks for listening, everybody. I hope if you buy a dragon dildo that you enjoy it, and I hope that it was influenced by me and my dragon dildo that my entire family knows about because we were fucking playing with it the first day that I got it. Given enough pressure, this thing can shoot water really fucking far. The cum lube is just so thick that it just, like, the best you'll get is a little tiny arc. But, oh my god. It can shoot water up to, like, 6 feet. We got it to hit the ceiling. Okay, I'm done talking. I gotta clean myself up before I get stuck to this thing. Bye, everybody.